U.S. vigilant against possible domestic attacks amid Iran war, Hegseth. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says the Trump administration is monitoring for any sleeper cell activity in the United States. Hegseth's March 2 comments came after questions about a possible attack on the homeland in response to the strikes on Iran. "We're ready for that," the secretary told reporters at the Pentagon. "We've seen these types of folks before, and the American people can rest assured that we're vigilant." Hegseth was also questioned about the March 1 shooting that took place in Austin, Texas, that resulted in multiple casualties. According to reports from Austin police, an armed man opened fire outside a bar, killing two and wounding 14 others. FBI official Alex Doran told reporters that the shooter's motivation had not been established. Evidence found on the individual and in his vehicle, however, suggests a potential nexus to terrorism, but it's still too early to make a determination, he said. When questioned about the attack over the weekend, Hegseth said that the event does not change at all. "The operation in Iran is not slowing down," with Pentagon officials saying that additional U.S. forces will continue to flow into the Middle East. The strikes on Iran have been termed major combat operations, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Dan Kane says hundreds of land and sea missions have been launched in Operation Epic Fury. Kane offered a briefing alongside Hegseth, saying the U.S. military's mission is to protect and defend ourselves, and together with our regional partners, prevent Iran from the ability to project power outside of its borders. Hegseth and Kane emphasized the preparation that went into the recent military strike, saying the operation in Iran was the result of months, even years, of planning. However, according to the general, the mission is not yet complete. "We expect to take additional losses, and as always, we will work to minimize U.S. losses," Kane added. "The effort continues to scale," Kane said, going on to describe the equipment used and extended efforts to take out Iranian weapons systems. "I am proud today, as I am every day, to stand as a member of America's joint force. There is no mission too complex, no distance too great, and no adversary too determined for the men and women who wear our nation's uniform." Jack Phillips, Tom Ozimek, and Ryan Morgan contributed to this report.